Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. This is Dirty's Daily. There is no sponsor. I know that he makes up one every day, but there is not one. But there is absolute room for any of you to choose something.
I'm coming in there to get that work in.
It is open for you, Dirty's Daily, 4 o'clock. 5 o'clock fire is also open for you. Real or fake every Tuesdays is open for you.
T-Mill's Best Bets, very, very open for you.
That's a nightly one right there for you. Okay. Weekends best, weekends worst. Bam. Right there for you. Stock up, stock down. Come on, guys. Let's go. It's there for you. Somebody just step up. Just step the hell up. It'd be nice to say, Dirty's Daily, sponsored by... And that's what we had to do. We just have to pause because it doesn't have a sponsor, even though Clint makes it up. But it is not. But Clint is out today, and he'll be back tomorrow. Paul Gallant, if you missed him, Paul Gallant did his inner D. Mills in the last segment at the bottom of the 3 o'clock hour, a Creed edition of D. Mill. Fantastic. You might want to go back and check that out.
Hope it took you higher.
That's a little bit of what it was. All right. You knew that this would probably happen after the game. And listen, again, man, I like to try to tell fans to fan how they fan. And, you know, you believe what you believe in. But there are sometimes opinions are wrong. And just like I've seen this a lot, shout out my guy, Tony. You hear him a lot on Area 45. Comes on here and tweets a lot. Good guy, great guy. Text in. He texts me personally, Tyler. Please, God, no CJ next week. We need... I don't even know if I can read this. We need Davis Mills, a mature quarterback that commands the respect of the huddle. And I love it that Tony text, like I don't have Tony's phone number. He finishes his text like he tweets, Tony in Houston. Man, Tony, I got you in my phone. I know who it is. Your face shows up when you text. Isn't Paul? His face shows up.
There it is.
And it's Tony in Houston. I said, stop this, Tony. He said, no, I'm serious. And I just didn't bother to read the rest. And he put a lot in there. And Tony, I know you're listening. I love you, Tony. Stop this. And any of you other Tonyites out there, guys, stop. Davis Mills, a fantastic performance. A great comeback, especially for the cards he was dealt. He is nowhere in the same ballpark of C.J. Stroud. Not even close. And when C.J. Stroud is ready to go, Davis is going to grab that hat and go sit right back on down where he should when it comes to this. Now, if Davis is going to go somewhere and be a Mac Jones, maybe another shot, okay. Not here, Jack. Now, You got other things, other questions of, hey, watching Davis Mills and watching C.J. Stroud, is C.J. Stroud somebody we're going to pay $50 million? That's a different conversation. But here, we know who the better player is. Paul, stop looking like that. I'm not even going to entertain.
I have a mischievous grin on my face.
No, that, yeah, I could see it through that beard. I just, that mustache.
Under the mustache.
Listen, I'm just saying, man, it's stop it, guys. It was a great performance. C.J. Stroud, between those two, is clearly the guy.
Well, let me ask you this. When's the last time you saw C.J. Stroud come back down 19 points in the fourth quarter?
Well, it's never happened in the club's history, okay?
That's right.
I get that. I watched him run down Tampa a couple of years ago. I've watched him go toe-to-toe with Joe Burrow. I have, okay? Yeah, I've got it.
The general had a legendary moment on Sunday, and that's why we started calling him D-Mills going forward. Ron is so disgusted.
What is this you're doing here? Why are you doing this? You're just entertaining this. Stop this. If C.J. is sitting out another week, it's good for his health. I don't think we need him to beat the Titans. That's a different conversation. Although I wouldn't chance it with Tyler going there. That's a different conversation.
What if Davis Mills wins against the Titans? I mean, it's the Titans, but if it's two wins in a row.
Yeah, Geno Smith beat the Titans.
I mean, he'll have a better winning percentage than C.J. Stroud. It's all about the wins at the end of the day. It's not about what you watch. That's how Tebow Mania began. It's not about what you watch. It's about the dub.
Listen, someone texted in, yeah, you're right. He's far away more clutch than CJ. Guys, you're not.
I'm not actually co-signing any of this, but
there's somebody out there texting in that's just doing just exactly what you did.
There's someone doing this.
You know what? Let's just chill, man.
Bills was set up to fail under Lovie Smith. No one wants a white quarterback to succeed in today's NFL anymore.
It's really about the 69.
Text line coming in. Stroud has proven him and Mills are pretty close. Y'all just don't want to admit that, and you're brainwashing yourselves. Okay.
We're brainwashed.
Okay.
Whoa!
Okay.
Don't mess with the Mills Mafia.
All right.
Full of soldiers under that general.
You got to be kidding me.
This is D. Mills we're talking about.
Yeah, I know it. I mean, this has been rolling through strong. I will say that. And I knew, guys, seriously. How close, Paul and Tyler, were we from first quarter? I told y'all Graham Mertz. I got a couple of those. I told y'all Graham Mertz should have got the start. When we were at Talliard's. Shout out to Talliard's. I'm here for the business. Shout out to Talliard's. We're out at Talliard's. There were a couple of gentlemen. No, they need to put that rookie in Graham Mertz. We already seen the ceiling. We've seen the ceiling of Davis Mills. We don't need to see this anymore. And now we got some of this. Stop this.
Did you notice that the Texans' Twitter account randomly in the middle of the week posted a video of Graham Mertz at practice?
Yeah, I did.
I thought that might be a sign that they were going to pull what they did. Remember when we all thought 2 years ago that Davis Mills might be the starting quarterback when C.J. Stroud was out with that concussion and they put Case Keenum in instead? Yeah. I saw that and I was like, are they about to do this again to Davis Mills? Poor Davis.
Yeah.
No, also known as D. Mills.
Yeah, he should have just walked out the door if they'd have done that. Text line, CJ soft as hell. Show, come on, baby. Now, I don't care if you think he's soft or not. He's better than Davis Mills by a long shot. he affords you the ability, your offensive coordinator. Now, you question your offensive coordinator, that's another thing. But he allows you to be able to do more. All right? Like Davis played well, and I'm not going to be the a-hole to point out some of the other things that Davis did in that game that we're ignoring. He made some big plays, but there were some other things that he did in that game that is a clear reason why C.J. Stroud took the job from him about it almost immediately as he arrived.
I'll list them. Two fumbled snaps. How many throws that he had towards the sideline that were caught by a Jaguars defender as they were going out of bounds. If we're playing in the CFL, would have been interceptions.
I was going to say, if that field was just a little bit bigger.
It was a little bigger. That's a pick on a couple of those. So you got to give him credit for hanging in there after the awful start and for seemingly getting better as the game went along. I get how fans operate. Very often you will see a... check that. From time to time, a backup quarterback steps in and does better than someone who's more talented than. The most obvious example of this is Nick Foles stepping in for Carson Wentz. But it's one game. Just remember, it's one game.
This is not Jacoby Brissett and Kyler Murray. All right? All right.
His nickname has to do with the D2.
And also, quick thought on that. Kyler Murray is also better than Jacoby Brissett. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but that's a different. Like, let's just.
He doesn't want to play anymore, probably. Or they don't want him to play for them anymore. Wow, it's one or the other.
Text line coming through. I don't often agree with Ron on most things. That's not true. But on CJ Stroud, better than Mills, 100% dead on. Like, I wish you guys could see the stuff that is rolling in on this text line.
It's wild.
And I saw this coming through. I promise you, I got messages in the first quarter of Graham Mertz should have played. And now spun around, hey, man, if he beats the Titans, who hasn't beat the – Kyler's the only one to not beat the Titans.
Look, when I was a couple years ago, my stepdad's an Eagles fan. I'm a Patriots fan. And for Christmas, I bought him a Nick Foles action figure when Carson Wentz was out for the year, thinking, this is a funny gag gift. Well, then Nick Foles and his Eagles beat my favorite team growing up. So the egg was on my face. Also, that action figure went up in value by 500%. So, if you want to get a Davis Mills throwback jersey right now, Tyler's got one. You think the stock is up? I bet they're available for lower price.
I don't know how Tyler. I know it's a Victory Monday. I don't know how Tyler's not have that jersey.
They got to have some throwbacks at the Texans team store right now. Some throwback Davis Mills with the big collars.
They're gonna bring them out. They're gonna bring them suckers out.
Better say D period Mills if they're doing that.
I believe when you go to the game, that's the jersey you should wear.
That's what I was about to tell you. I'll promise you right now, if Stroud is having to miss another week with this concussion,
you gotta wear that.
I'm going to wear the Mills jersey in that.
Now, again, upon this streak, you went to Denver.
It started there.
And you wore that Mills jersey to that game in Denver that they lost.
Least upsetting loss, though.
Yeah, of them all. Yes. 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 Yes.
That means anything.
All right. Also, a little news around the NFL. We lost Brian Daboll, not to death, just in coaching. I want to specify that.
Well, Jim Nantz had to clean up something for Tony Romo in the middle of.
Oh, Paul. We don't bring that name up on this show, man.
That jackass up.
Okay. Well, I'll just say that Jim Nantz had to correct something that someone said.
I like to correct something for Jim, too.
On the.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
Hey, Jim, space and opportunity. Hey, Jim, 713-572-4610.
You know what? This exchange came back to me. All right, fine. He will not be named.
I'm here.
Corrected Tony Romo.
I'm here, James.
Acted like someone was dead in the middle of the broadcast that they had yesterday for Patriots Bucks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, Jim, if he's dead, Jim.
Tim makes some mistakes. I mean, Tony makes some mistakes. Again, hey man, real talk though, Jim. My old boss may have made me take that tweet down, but I still meant it.
You just shut up and let me do my job.
Anyway, Brian Daboll, he got fired, and undeserving Mike Kafka, he is becoming the interim head coach. I struggle with this. I think Brian Daboll was actually turning the corner specifically with Jackson Dart. Like, there seemed to be something working there. And I think the Giants would be a problem if their young weapons that he started to get together didn't just go down with season-ending injuries, right? Scattaboo goes down with that nasty-ass injury. Like, I mean,
Neighbors.
Malik Neighbors goes down and tears his ACL on that bad turf that they have there.
Did you know that Dart's been in the tent for a concussion protocol four times this year?
I remember when Brian rushed him out of that tent.
As someone who used to cover Russell Wilson, sometimes Russell Wilson, you just want
him
out.
That got away from it. But
go Big Blue.
I mean, They're clearly in the situation that, you know, they had that weird, again, the Tim Tebow factor against the Denver Broncos, whatever that was, up 26-0 in the quarter, whatever that was in the fourth quarter. But they've had these things where you can clearly see Jackson Dart seems to respond well to him. The offense with Scadaboo in the short time. I'm a bit surprised that they pulled the trigger and didn't just say, all right, man, we allowed you to draft this guy and you're working with this guy and you've had some really bad injuries to bad parts that you were getting stuff out of. I'm surprised they let him roll on that.
I wonder if there was a power play. Some people have been recirculating a video because the Giants, for whatever reason, like to take you underneath the kimono to show their offseason. And there's a moment where Joe Shane seems annoyed that they had drafted Jackson Dart. And perhaps this is a power struggle where the GM won because he's sticking around.
If I were D'Amico Ryans, I would. Never mind.
They lost yesterday. That is 100% something that would have started.
They could have won 62-0. And that's still something I'm starting.
Okay.
I'm just saying right now, Brian Daboll or Nick Caley.
Mm. It would be great to have Brian Daboll aboard as offensive coordinator.
All right. Paul feels like we may have stumbled onto something in yesterday's game. Feels like we may have stumbled onto something. We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Paul Gallant in. Been a good show. Remember, we're out at 5. The D'Amico Ryan Show coming up behind us. T-Mill's Best Bet still upcoming. I am certain they will be filled with a lot of Eagles-Packers Monday Night Football tonight. By the way, you can listen to that right here, courtesy of Westwood One, following Texans All Access. Remember, Football Talk, Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. The return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, who was born to play that role, featuring Academy. I added that portion in. That is not in the read.
He is, man.
I mean,
that show's great.
It is. I enjoy
Allie
it.
Allie Larder also. Holy smokes.
Yeah, she's bringing it.
Walk me all you want.
The girlfriend, too. Not bad. Yeah. Featuring Academy Award nominee Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, Sam Elliott, Landman. New season streaming November 16th. That's coming up next week only on Paramount Plus. All right, Paul, as you're watching this game, I think one thing that at first in this game became probably a story and a talking point, that as it moved on, it became a story or less of a story, which means it's a positive thing. You in your mind think potentially the Texans may have stumbled onto something.
Well, think about it from this perspective. 3 touchdowns on offense in the fourth quarter. What was the commonality? It seems like they finally stumbled in to an offensive line that works. The Jaguars' front is pretty good. You got Joshua Hines-Allen. You got Trevon Walker, who's having a clowny-esque career in that he's taken first overall. Hasn't been first overall caliber Hall of Fame, Aiden Hutchinson. But he's been a good player. And your offensive line that was...
Eric Armstead in there too, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about him. Once again, you're spinning the wheel and putting guys all over the place, and it doesn't seem to have any rhyme or reason behind it. I'm going to call him number 62 now, too. You guys have converted me.
Yeah, 62.
62's playing right guard at the beginning of the game. I don't know who the hell this guy is. I guess he used to be a Patriot. But at the end of the game, on that last drive, you got Ariante Arisri playing left tackle. He's had a really good season. He's getting better every game.
Yep.
You got Jared Patterson playing left guard, which was surprising to see.
Did not see that one.
Jake Andrews at center, Juice Scruggs at right guard, and Trent Brown at right tackle. Now, when Titus Howard comes back, when Ed Ingram comes back, they're probably going to be back in the starting lineup. But this worked, and is this something that you keep to a degree going forward? Is this something where, okay, Trent Brown can play right tackle? Do you move Titus Howard into right guard as you've done so many times? Do you use some version of what you stumbled into potentially at the end of this game? Or was this just the Jaguars' defense ran out of gas because the Jaguars' offense only had 6 plays on offense before that last 3-play drive at the end?
Yeah, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, jump in. Do you feel like maybe they stumbled into something? Because to me, it's like, all right, well, if it's that they stumble into the players, then I don't know. I mean, did they? What would be the lineup? Because Titus Howard is healthy, Titus Howard is in, and listen, I think he should be in over Trent Brown. Like, Trent Brown, I don't know, fellas. Trent Brown stepped up big time yesterday for the most part. That cut block attempt without...
he even said it was bad.
We can ignore that. That cut block attempt. But he stepped up. And even on his false start down there, let me tell you, he moved that entire side when he drove them and opened up that hole for Woody Marks to walk in. But I don't know that Trent Brown is somebody that you can continue to maybe get away with that every week, right? Like I
don't either.
Filling in, you know, bam, that's Titus' spot. I think Ed would still be a guy that goes in over a Patterson, over a Juice, over 62. I think that is the case. I wonder, is this maybe you're getting to maybe more of style and what they were doing as opposed to the players? Because, like, right now, based off everything yesterday's game, what would be your starting five? If everybody was 100% healthy, what would be your starting five?
Based off of yesterday, well...
And by the way, did Lakin Tomlinson, is he done? Is that over, I guess, now?
I think so.
Like, he never got in the game.
Yeah.
62, 54, 70, they all got in there.
I am game to do something like this. You have Blake Fisher as your sixth offensive lineman still, which, yeah, by the way, another indictment on Blake Fisher. He's still not getting out there with the starting five. That's a second-round pick from last
jumbo
year.
They want to keep that jumbo package.
Is it possible that you could move Trent Brown, who is a massive human being, to guard? I don't know. Do you move Titus Howard to left guard because he has played guard before? I don't know, but there's definitely Ursary, Andrews, and you're thinking about Brown now. You have to.
So you're like,
I'm thinking about it.
His performance, Trent Brown, has at least caused you to pause into thinking, should he be a part of the five?
Yeah, I think you got it when you've got that pass rush that they're going up against, that defensive line that they're going up against, and if you have this versatility with Titus Howard, do you really want to keep rotating guys in at left guard the way that you are? I mean, I don't
love him at guard, and I think maybe if you just let somebody play guard, you got a shot here. I don't know. Yeah,
you do that with running backs, and they do it with guards. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Nobody's ever thought that. Someone, Champ Sly, said Titus to left guard. I don't love it. I really don't. I think Titus has been a good right tackle.
Yeah, he's had a good season this year.
He's had his moments, but he's been a good right tackle.
For all those offensive linemen, I might add. It's a low bar.
Yeah.
But he's had a good season.
I think also Walker was a good matchup for Brown. That's not like if Brown had to face Cooper the week before, Jonathan Cooper for Denver, like the speed rusher I don't know that I love that. I think, obviously the Titans or whatever. But I think the Colts and the Bills might have some guy like Joey Bosa. Joey Bosa is going to be lining up, you know, across from Trent Brown. I don't know. I love that.
I know personally, and I'm looking for all the work I can get these days. But you know, for a nominal fee, Houston Texans, I will introduce you to people who can introduce Trent Brown to Pilates instructors who can perhaps get him as flexible as possible next couple of weeks.
Yeah, really.
So that you don't see that cut block
that
again.
That cut block was. I mean, just don't ask him to do it. To me, I still think it's Ursary. I don't know, man. Maybe if they liked Patterson a lot there, maybe. I still think it's Ursary.
Definitely some consideration.
Yeah, I think he's got some consideration. But I think Ursary, Scruggs, obviously Andrews, Ed Ingram, and Titus Howard. I think Titus has been your best lineman. I think what we have seen is they've got much better depth at that, at least against the Jags, than maybe we thought. Right?
I think they
have that. And then guys like Lakin Tomlinson and Blake Fisher. I mean, that's a second-round pick, man. I'm sorry, Nick.
No, positivity today, Ron. Tomorrow's the negativity.
That they're saying, man, you're a tight end. You're a tight end that didn't go for passes.
Yeah, it's second-rounder.
I hear that.
We found a use for him.
Number 57 is eligible. Number 57 is eligible. I hear that one more time.
You know, the Patriot way, Ron, is to just do whatever you can to do your job.
All right, as we get through here, T-Mills Best Bets coming up. Remember, we're out after this next segment, 5 o'clock. We turn it over to the coaches show with D'Amico Ryans. Again, man, it was such an amazing comeback. Maybe, as I said, I tweeted yesterday, one of the worst good games I've ever seen in my life from both teams. What's your thinking now coming out of that? What is your thinking now coming out of, all right, the Texans are now 4-5. They got a pulse. They should get to 5-5 with the Titans. What's your thoughts coming out of that game? That's it.
Holy cow.
I'm very intrigued by up-and-coming talent. Tyler Milner is joining us here on the show.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Clint Sterner out today. Should be back in tomorrow. Paul Gallant stepping in. Had a good time with Paul.
It's been fun, man.
It is. I feel like the crosstalk when you were on the In the Loop, I think that's the first time we ever talked.
We've nodded at each other, I think, at NRG Stadium.
As we walked past, yeah.
Yeah. It's only been a nod. It's never been more than
that. I think
that
was the first time we talked.
It's been great getting to know you, man. Seriously, I've had fun today.
It has been fun. Coming up again after us, the D'Amico Ryans show. Should be very jovial. Should
good.
Be a happy one right there. And I believe you will also hear from Mark Vandermeer.
Rock and roll.
Amazing. Yeah. Vandermeer coming up.
You guys good?
I'm good now.
I've got to see this video because I feel like maybe that's the look on Andre's face. Man, y'all good? You good over there? Champ.
Touchdown.
I want D'Amico to walk in like he's Vince McMahon. Just strut in after this greatest fourth quarter comeback in Texans history.
God, it had to take somebody. It had to take them. It had to take them all they had not to say, you good? I think I said that to myself. I was listening. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, Texans All Access, D'Amico Ryans. Coach's show coming up right behind us. And after that, Monday Night Football, courtesy of Westwood One. A really, really good matchup. The world champs, Philadelphia Eagles, will take on the Green Bay Packers. That is tonight. Westwood One heard right here on Sports Radio 610. Be ready for T-Mill's Best Bets. That's coming up as well here in the next few minutes as we get rolling through. All right, the Texans stayed alive. They did. He's feeling it now. Stayed alive and got themselves to 4-5. They should win next week on the road. We hope on the road in Tennessee to get their record to 5-5. However, they pulled it off. The way they pulled it off, I think all of it matters, Paul. Where is your mindset after that game, after watching that game coming up, where is your mindset now with this team?
I'm relieved that the season isn't over.
Yeah.
They lose, you're 3-6. Right. Yeah, it's over. You still have tiebreakers over Baltimore right now. Baltimore, I think, is going to be right back in the mix, perhaps atop the AFC North.
You take a look at that schedule, Tyler. You take a look at that Baltimore Ravens schedule. It is. I think the rest of their schedule, I think they played their most difficult game.
They'll win the North.
Last week. Or this Sunday.
Steelers are not convincing.
At Minnesota, I don't think they have another game tougher than that.
Must be nice.
I think they got the Flaccos next. They ain't got nobody left. Nope, but I mean the Steelers games are gonna be the big ones for them. Mm-hmm. But I think
they have a Patriots game as well.
Oh, that's right.
We'll see if the Patriots are what they could be. 8-2. I have doubts as a Pats fan even about that 8-2 record. The defense has some questions.
They're trying to push it. They've won their two toughest games on their schedule.
I know, right?
On the road at Buffalo, on the road Tampa.
I don't want to get too cocky. It's cool that they're good again.
They're ahead of schedule. I'm with you. But, Baltimore is coming. I'm with you. They have a chance. But, again, they've got to pick it up.
Oh, for sure.
And I think D'Amico, he said as much as like, hey, man, we got to – and I'm sure after last night and today, it's more, hey, guys, hey, Frank.
Frank's got to pick it up.
Hey, boss, I don't know what's happening over there, But that, like, we can't do that. We can't win games like that.
My down bad moment was, if they lose this game, Frank Ross has got to go. There's got to be some sort of sacrificial lamb. That was a disastrous special teams performance today, but they overcame it. And now
there was some stuff I had even forgotten. That was bad. I forgot the penalty that extended a drive.
Right. There's 11 penalties yesterday. You know,
that has continued.
Still an undisciplined team. Kamari Lassiter, that's a point of emphasis going into the year that everyone knew about. You can't stand over somebody and taunt them. But to bring it back to the good, for the first time, I think, all year, if D'Amico Ryans wants to tell us that the offense is improving and getting better, he's not gaslighting us. Because there's been a little bit of that with D'Amico Ryans at some of these press conferences where the way that he's talking about things, hey, we all have eyes and we've been seeing things long enough. We're not seeing the improvement you're telling us is happening. But I think the last couple of weeks against San Francisco, yes, a banged up defense, parts of against Denver when CJ Stroud was healthy, and yesterday from the, I guess, fourth quarter on, there are steps forward. Can you keep those steps forward?
Yeah. I was really impressed by the players. I talked about that a little bit earlier. And I think that's the other thing. They were able to survive through a lot of things. Right. I'm not going to fully put it on something like some of those special teams, man. We got to be able to make tackles. Like, you know, Davis.
Don't slide.
Yeah. On one knee.
like the long snapper
like
did.
Like you're in the middle of Footloose, the movie. but like Davis Mills patting his chest on that first pick afterwards. Like, yeah, you got to clean some stuff up. But I was really impressed that they were able to fight through what I believe preparation by their coaching staff that failed them. Tyler and Paul, my mind is as boggled what they came up with from the offensive line decision to go into this game, a must-have game. It's as wild as my mind takes me when they sat down the offseason and said, all right, 8 sacks in Kansas City ended our season. We struggled with the offensive line situation the whole way. This is what we're going to do. We're going to trade Laremy Tunsil. We're going to bring in Lincoln Thompson. Cam Robinson.
He's gone.
$14 million. We're only going to draft one lineman, and we're going to wait till about the second round to get him, and Ariante Ursary, who struggled, was not was struggled with above average pass rushers. And we're going to bring in this Andrews fella that I didn't know of. Like, it's what they decided to do, bringing 62 off the practice squad right into the lineup and not starting either one of the guards who they had been yo-yoing in, was just wild to me. And we saw them in drives, sacks, and just blown up plays with those decisions. But them to continue to fight through that, Davis to fight through that.
Yeah.
Like Juice Scruggs, man, you could understand how he's feeling some kind of way when some guy of the practice squad comes in front of him.
Crazy. And they love their expatriates. Okay, number 62, an expatriate. Jake Andrews, Trent Brown. They could have traded for Joe Tooney this offseason. Nick Caserio drafted Joe Tooney.
Yeah, they could have.
Fourth
yeah.
round pick. That's all it would have taken. That would have made a lot more sense than anything they did this offseason.
I just can't believe they said, hey, Nick Cayley, man, this is what we're going to do with you and Davis this week, man. Game on the line. Got to have it, man. Three guys who've not
City
played.
City Sal.
Three guys who've not played together. When the Jags did that stunt, they looked like three guys who had not. Five guys who had not played together and not did a lot of passing off stunts to each other. Now, they struggled last year and they all played together the whole way. So, for them to fight through it, through that, all the players, that was the defense, just to fight through the special teams and that time period where the offense couldn't really put it together and continue to get the ball back for them. I give it a lot to the players. And I would hope that D'Amico and the coaching staff I think does a better job of getting those guys in the best position possible to play. All right, T-Mill, what you got here? Let's get to your best bets as the people try to make some money here. And you know, when it gets on the heater, it's time to jump on that trade with him or fade him. What do you got? What do you got tonight?
Very fair. Yeah, we got one more game left in Week 10 around the NFL. It is tonight. You can hear it right here, as Ron mentioned, courtesy of Westwood One. It is the Packers and Eagles, and I got four bets in this one for you. First, Vegas has this game as a pick'em, a toss-up. I'm taking the Green Bay Packers to win this game tonight at Lambeau against the Eagles. Next, I'm on the over in this game. Now, I teased mine down a little bit. I believe the actual line for the over-under is set at about 45.5. I teased it down to 44 and took the over.
I like it.
Over 44 points. Then two player props finish us out, one from each squad. First, I got the quarterback, the Channel View kid, Jalen Hurts, over 26.5 rushing yards. 26.5 rushing yards for Jalen. And then the running back for Green Bay, Josh Jacobs. I got over 69.5 rushing yards. Yes, very nice. 69.5 rushing yards over for Josh Jacobs. Those are your four best bets. Do y'all love any of those? Do you hate any of them?
A couple of things. One, I don't know if you and Paul were on the same page of why the 69.5 done it for you. I felt like, I don't know if Paul enjoyed, because he really believes Jacobs to take the over on that, or is it just the nastiness?
I just heard the number.
So it is the nastiness.
Which
so
is
you
fair.
Two, so you two are right on wavelength.
Mm-hmm. I'm a child.
And I mean, and you do it just putting your stuff up. Yeah, I love that.
You know I'm always horny on a Reaction Monday.
Jalen Hurts, Parsons is going to chase him off his spot a good four times, and they'll probably have a couple of design runs. So I like that one. If I didn't have to pay for, you know, these floors and that new air conditioning unit, I would jump.
Oh, that's brutal.
And furnace. I would jump right in on that with you.
Oh, he's just cheap.
The Packers, I don't call it cheap.
Bargain hunter, my bad.
Financially responsible.
That's what I like to call
prudent.
But Jalen Brown said on Starting Five on Netflix. Anyway, Packers pick them. You just never know which one of them bastards are going to show up. I mean, you don't. Is it the team that scored 10 against... against the Browns, where they scored 10 against the Panthers, too? How the Panthers go into the Lambeau and beat the Packers and then go home and lose to the damn Aints? Or that team that goes out and destroys teams like they did the Lions the first week. Who knows? I would stay away from that. But the over, I like that.
Will A.J. Brown read a book? That's what I want to know. Can you bet on that?
Calls yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think he's picked a different book this time. Paul, great job, man. Appreciate
thanks, Ron.
You, man.
It's been a blast.
It was. It was a lot of fun. Tyler, great job as always. Clint should be back in tomorrow as we roll through. I am Ron, the show Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. All right with me.
Just one look at you. D-Mills gets it done.
He said D. Mills?
Yes.
Wendon Davis becomes D. Mills.
That's the best part.
Whoa, Vandy. And he hit us with a D. Mills card.
D. Mills gets it done.
Vandy's got his hands up in the air. The funniest part is, because Robert Hensley, he's celebrating a little bit. He's got a smirk on his face. Aaron in the background has his hands up. Andre Ware, stoic.
Touchdown! D. Mills gets it done. Here comes the general. Seemed impossible
to fail. Tyler Miller, you are the greatest producer in the world.